I've been dreaming about you lately. Fantasies that I couldn't even imagine pop into my head when I think of you. The thought of your hand wrapped around my throat, like the most beautiful necklace for the perfect little slut. I'm sure you would love to hear me calling myself your perfect little slut. The thought of you hovered over me, my legs wrapped around your waist, lifting me up by your hand, firm and hard, kissing me deeply, me biting your lips, your hands roaming my body, and then forcibly your fingers between my legs, playing with my clit, making me moan in your ear, begging you and begging you, thanking you for making me feel so good. The idea of it all making my body shudder as we speak. You tease me at first, simply rubbing my clit, but then those fingers slip between my lips. As you do so, you tease them just a little longer, your lips making their way to my neck, and then just as you push your fingers inside of me, you bite down on my flesh, making me scream, a noise you've never heard before. It makes you question the thought of what else you might do to me. I think you liked hearing my pain. I think you liked hearing my pleasure. I know I liked it all. You push me back down onto the bed. And you keep shoving those fingers deeper and deeper, and I start to just lose myself within you. The moans become second nature. It's not even a thought at this point. There's no hesitation of how my hips just move into you. And you push yourself closer into me, teasing me with that big, fat cock of yours. You remove your fingers, and you slip that in between my lips. Not really putting it in, but just enough to make me whine. I keep begging you, please. Please stop teasing me. Please stop it. I need you. You chuckle and look down at me with a smile. Oh, my desperate little slut. Is that what you want? You want me to fill you up? I couldn't help myself and I continue to beg yes and plead yes, just losing myself, submitting completely and knowing that I'm nothing if you haven't filled me up. And so you just keep rubbing that fucking cock on my goddamn pussy, and I do a bad thing. I take my hand, and I slip your cock right inside of me. This made you angry. So, you take a firm grip to my throat, and you tighten it. I gasp, and I know that I'm in trouble. But no, I'm more than in trouble. You know better than that. That voice, it makes me shudder. You hold it tighter, and you pull yourself out. What can I do with a piss-poor little brat like you? You lighten your grip on my throat. And you make a really big smile from ear to ear. You lean down. You kiss my lips gently. Your thumb grazing across my jawline. You pull away and you look me deep in the eyes. No more for you today. I whine. And I whine and I cry and I'm like, why? You chuckle and look back at me as you get off the bed. Because you like it. And because you need to learn a lesson. You don't get to come today. And if I even see you touching yourself, there will be an even worse punishment for you. Go clean yourself up, you dirty little slut. You say this and you walk away. These are the fantasies I see with you. These are the things I want of you. Fuck. Why can't I get you out of my head?